It's time for a new adventure.
Welcome to Adventures in Business, a podcast dedicated to the voices of today's entrepreneurs. Adventure is not just an action, it's an attitude. We will broaden your horizons and understandings of what it's like to be a working person today, in this moment of time on this planet we call Earth.
Welcome back to another episode of Adventures in Business. Super excited. We're going on an amazing adventure today. I'm Amy Zander, your host, and I'm here with my co-host, Lisa. How are you doing, Lisa?
Fantastic, Amy. How are you today?
I'm great, full of energy. I got out and took a nice long walk with my dogs in the sunshine for however long it's going to last. So I'm feeling like I got an extra dose of vitamin D today. Super needed, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So who we got for us today?
Today, I'm excited to bring to the show Sara Ghani. And Sara and I met through networking at one point in time. And I had the opportunity to listen to her speak at Lansing Women's Forum again just last week. So welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we're so excited to have you here. And in our tradition, we just start with you sharing with the listeners who you are and what you do.
My name is Sara. I own Sara Photography. I am a personal branding and portrait photographer for women in the greater Lansing area.
Personal branding photographer, how do you go about doing that? What does that mean?
Years ago, it became the go-to to have the headshot, that classic 80s headshot with the blue background and some kind of sparkles behind it. And now it's transformed into more lifestyle pictures. So having women in their offices, women in their actual workspace, different photos of women so they can use on social media platforms and printed magazines, printed pamphlets, things like that. So personal branding really took that one headshot that you would find on, you know, everyone's business card and kind of transformed it into all these photos that women really need for their website, social media, and pretty much anything they use for their business.
What's inspired you to do this? Why do you photo shoot women?
Very long story short, I used to be someone who didn't want to be photographed. So I went through a pretty dramatic personal transformation through lots of reasons, several years, had a really dramatic weight loss. And then one event, someone asked for a picture from, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, and I couldn't find one. And so that to me was really eye-opening. And then I, you know, talking to more women thinking, how sad is it that we don't exist in photographs? So many people have objections. They say they weigh too much. They say they don't have the time. They don't have the outfits. And, you know, the more and more I heard about that, women don't have any hesitation getting family photos of their kids, you know, family photos of all four of them in this nice pose. But it's really, really hard to find a woman who's comfortable in front of the camera. And I was one of them. And so that kind of led me towards finding people who didn't want to be photographed. It was almost like a challenge. So, you know, once you get to that point where you need photographs for your personal, either personal use or business, you have to do it. You have to. And so you're really uncomfortable to come out of that shell. And so a lot of times what I see is women who are getting into contact with me, but like just not ready. They need that push. Like, I really need just this one photo. Everybody comes to me and says, I need one photo. And I start and I say, okay, so tell me what we're going to use these pictures for. And as we get going, we realize they need so many, you know, photos for, there's so many, you know, Instagram, Facebook, social media, marketing, websites. So it really went down that path into finding women who were uncomfortably being photographed and turning it into a very confident, you know, successful, exciting experience for them.
I can attest to this personally. I kind of contact you exactly the same way. I mean, I knew I needed a few more than just one shot, mm-hmm. but I needed new headsets. I have this event coming up and, you know, we talked all about that. I haven't had my photo shoot yet. That's coming up in March. I'm so excited.
Yes.
But I was so thrilled to hear that you also partner and I'm going to get my hair done, my makeup done. I'm getting it done in a very specific way because I'm doing like 20s vintage. And so I'm really excited about all that. And you, the first conversation we had made me really like even more excited for it. And I am definitely one of those people who's a little bit camera shy. I have a lot of confidence speaking and in what I do, but when it comes to having my picture taken, for sure, I definitely have some of that hesitation. So you made it seem like a lot of fun. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Good, me too.
There are a lot of testimonies out on the Facebook world of people that have used you. And just number one, their picture speaks 1,000 words. And
oh, thanks.
just nice to hear those things. How do you put somebody at ease?
I think it's really easy to relate to women because I used to be one who didn't like to be in front of the camera. So, you know, I'm not going into a photo shoot all glammed up myself or just telling people, oh, pose like this and having them know what to do. So that's the thing is, you know, I'm actually most comfortable with women who don't know what to do in front of the camera. Occasionally I have someone who is a former model or who has modeling experience. They come in and I don't have to do anything. That's great. You know, our photographs are great, but it's really easy to relate to someone who walks in, who is a little self-conscious, who doesn't really know what to do. And then, you know, after a few minutes of just warming up and posing and talking, it just becomes really casual. And this experience that's very transformative for everyone. So talking, just really talking and connecting to women is really, you know, the best part of this.
What about your role? What about your career excites you the most?
Definitely the relationships and the connections that I build. One of the best things is that through this, typically, occasionally it'll be more than one woman if it's like an office of women coming in, but typically it's one-on-one. And I love that because there's three parts to the process that I do. The first part is the consultation. So we're already talking several times beforehand. We're discussing outfits, hair and makeup, and it's kind of impossible for two women to talk and not strike up a conversation about something else. So this job really allows me to connect with one woman at a time and just kind of hear their story. And I started, I want to say about 3 years ago, going to networking groups around Lansing. And I went to the first one, went to another, and I was amazed at how many women have started businesses here. And I never knew. And that was the thing. I was like, women kind of run this area and nobody know. I didn't know about it. So that's really exciting to me is to get to sit down, you know, in a consultation with a woman and hear how she started her business. You know, kind of the questions that you guys are asking me, I ask people, how did you get started? You know, what are your ups and downs? What do you want to, you know, represent yourself as in your photos? But I think just hearing different journeys, it's really interesting to see how many women started their own business and are growing it here. I had no idea. I had no idea how many women-owned businesses or, you know, CEOs around. There's just so many different stories around here. And I love having that one-on-one time. So I want to say probably by the time we're done, we've had a good 8 to 10 hours just either communicating through email, through consults, through the session, through the reveal. And so it's really easy to come out with a lot of new friends too.
I love what you just said. Women run this area.
They do.
Yes, I love it. Yeah, I am so thankful for my other women business owner friends and associates that I've met through the networking and things like that. It's just, you know, I mean, Lisa and I talk about this all the time that it can be kind of lonely being a business owner. And especially when you can find that group of women that share that same interest and you can talk about what it's like being a business owner together. It's invaluable. So I like that. What do you want to accomplish this year in 2022 with your business?
You know, it's still a little bit up in the air right now. We have a 6-month-old at home. And so the biggest thing for us is finding a good work-life balance. You know, we've just kind of hit the point where we're like, okay, this is life now. There's a baby here. He has a routine a little bit. And so figuring out what works for us, that's been something that we're really focused on is working as much family time as we can in and figuring out what are my good working hours? How can I leave the baby with my husband when I go to a session? Or, you know, can I bring the baby to this session? And so those are all questions we're trying to work out. So for us, it's the biggest thing right now is, you know, before I could book as many whenever I wanted to. And now, you know, having the babies, feeding the baby, it's like this big puzzle piece that we're just trying to fit together. So I think 2022 will be finding that balance, but then it will, you know, get easier and harder in ways as he grows up. But really that's what we're looking for is how many clients are ideal for me for a month or how many hours can I spend editing that's reasonable. So a lot of that's just figuring out, you know, how a business fits into our family.
Really like how you added the editing and the other components that go along with your offer. You're not just going out and snapping photos and here it is. You're actually going through a process and identifying that work-life balance and knowing how much you can take on and still be that wife, that mother, all the things that women go through, which I'm sure you hear a lot of stories about as well.
I do. You know, it's turned from just women business owner conversation to, you know, mom talk now, which is also really fun. I've gotten a lot of really great advice from people who either have, you know, kids who are just older than mine or who have 20 to 30 year olds and just advice all over. But yeah, it is interesting because a lot of times people think you show up to the session, it's the, you know, 2 hours we took for the session and then you're done. But on average, I typically spend working, you know, all the things. So emails, consults, editing, all the back work, about 25 to 30 hours per client.
Yeah, that's a really interesting thing to consider when, you know, people consider price too for these photo shoots. I mean, I think you're very reasonable. I don't have a huge understanding of your market or whatever, but it's not just your 2 hours or whatever you're spending shooting them that they're paying for. And I think that's really important for people to understand how much work goes into the background of that. Plus just your knowledge, years of knowledge and your artistic ability too. So that's good. It's good that you have explained that. So you mentioned advice. So we always ask people on our show about advice. So I usually start off with bad advice, but I'm going to do a little bit different and ask if, well, like, what's, because you mentioned it. So what's some really good advice that you've gotten either about your business or mom or any of that you want to share with our listeners?
Hands down is from my mentor, who is absolutely amazing in everything she does. And she always says, if you can't accept it, change it. If you can't change it, accept it. And so whenever you start getting, you know, everyone hits those points where you're kind of start sulking about things or getting a little upset about something or frustrated. And she has no room for that at all. She'll look at you and say, can you change it? And if your answer is yes, then she'll say, change it. And if your answer is no, she'll say, then you have to accept it because you truly can't change it. So stop wasting your time being upset over it. So I love that. It's, you know, when I start to get any negative thoughts coming in, any kind of sulking thoughts, those are the questions I ask. Can I change it? Okay, if yes, how? What are my steps? If I can't, okay, you better get over it fast. You can have 5 minutes to, you know, sulk, be upset about it, and then move on because you can't do anything about it. So,
right,
just wasted time.
I like that too. That's a little. It's a more usable twist on the accept the things we can't change,
right?
And all that thing, but it's like, yeah, then do something about it. Yeah, I love that.
She's an idol all the time.
So where do you find your motivation and inspiration aside from your mentor?
I'm a part of a really great photographic community. It's called Sue Bryce Education. And so she has built this amazing educational platform. So she has so many classes, but just this really supportive community. So if you're looking to do something different, if you're looking to talk with other photographers, it's all there for you. It's just this amazing network of people, but it's also driven by what people need. So when I started doing headshots, it was very more of your typical like black or white off, you know, off color, whatever backdrop. But then seeing all these pictures and women were bringing to me weren't those pictures. You know, they would say they needed headshots, but then they'd show me pictures of someone sitting on the couch with coffee or someone, you know, a realtor showing someone a house. And so what people were saying were, it wasn't really matching up with what they were needing. And so I kind of took a step back and said, okay, what are they actually asking for though? Because a headshot typically means, you know, your pose where you're sitting up, half tilted, looking towards the camera and smiling. And that's a headshot. Just kind of seeing what people need. You know, people will come to me with their businesses and we'll talk about it. It's not, okay, here, we're going to set this date. I'll take whatever pictures I want. It's really talking to women about what they want to show in their business, what they want to represent, you know, what kind of clients they're looking for, because that has a huge impact. So if you're, you know, marketing to 60 and 70 year old women versus 20 year old men, you're portraits are going to look very, very different. So that's a big part of it, is just seeing what the need is and responding to that.
On average, how many pictures do you take at one photo shoot?
On my camera, with all the, you know, light tests and different angles and stuff, typically 350, but I try to come out. It's mostly because I try to tweak things a little bit. Everyone has a sensitive area. So that's always what I ask too, is some women are concerned about a little bit of a double chin or their arm is too big or something like that, which I tell them is untrue. Everyone looks great. You know, it's something that we all think about ourselves though. And so a lot of times that's taken into consideration, is just tweaking those poses. But completed photographs, I try to come out with 35 to 40 so that women have a good bank to choose from. Some women want 3, some women want, you know, 25 to 30. So that way there's enough of a variety for people to choose from, but it's not, you know, here's your 300 digitals that you can just download and it's too overwhelming.
I like that. I like having an expert in the field that helps me eliminate some of that overwhelm and make those suggestions of, hey, this one works, this one doesn't, this one's better.
Yeah. Typically I'd say about 3 to 4 per background or for type of pose. You know, if we're going to do a sitting on the couch one, drinking coffee, we'll get it from 2 or 3 angles and then those are, you know, you have three of those to choose from. And it just makes it easier because you want to walk away with one of you on the couch, one of you in front of the black backdrop, one of you in front of the window. So it's just a really narrow choice per category almost.
That sounds very helpful. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. Yeah.
Get ready for the biggest marketing summit in Lansing's history. Circle Friday, May 6, 2022 on your calendar. Zedia Media will be hosting the summit at the Royal Scott Banquet Facility. All the big bosses of marketing will be there, including key sponsors like M Connections, Super Web Pros, Uno Deuce Multimedia, Paper Image, Michigan Creative, Jungle Jane, and Weathervane Roofing. Tickets are on sale now at zediamedia.com. That's zeediamedia.com. 17 presentations on marketing trends you need to know for your business. Big prizes, lots of fun. Your presence will be honored. Your absence will be noted.
What is some of the worst advice that you've received as a woman business owner?
You know, I've tried to think about this and it wouldn't necessarily be advice, I don't think, but a lot of negative reactions to me starting a business. So I wouldn't say it was necessarily, you know, a line of, you know, advice, but it was just a lot of doubts, a lot of hesitation, a lot of nervousness from a lot of people that I knew. You know, to walk away from a pretty secure job into your own business is always scary, no matter what. But I think it took me a lot longer than it would have had I had lots of positive vibes coming from everyone. It was a couple of years of back and forth. You know, I'd have some really great months and be like, I can do this, it's working. And then that little voice in your head or several little voices that come in from other places are telling you, okay, well, you just had two good months, but what if this happens? Or what if this happens? And so it was this back and forth for a long time of, oh, I can do this. Oh, maybe I can't do this. So, you know, not necessarily advice, but more of those little negative voices in your head that kind of get in the way.
What was their, and in general, the people that were naysayers, what was their biggest concern?
That nobody would pay a living wage for photographs.
Oh.
Which is, you know, I think a lot of people see a very oversaturated market. And I say this in a way that everybody starts somewhere. There's a price point for everybody. You know, I started in a very, you know, experimental way, like, oh, maybe people would pay $50 for this, you know?
Right.
But I think, you know, a lot of people who were hesitant were seeing these posts where people were offering 50 photographs for $80 on a Facebook post or something like that. And not quite understanding that, you know, there's a range for everything. You know, you can go to Burger King or you can go to, you know, your five-star restaurant. There's a range and a market for everything. So it took a while to, you know, convince them, but also myself. I think I'm still convincing some of them that, you know, this is a very particular, specialized kind of photograph that people really need for their business.
One of the things that I was really listening to you talk about, the confidence of being in front of the camera, your own testimony about that lack of confidence being in front of the camera. And then you have these naysayers that are telling you people aren't going to pay what you're worth, your value for photographs. What made you decide? Because that could have steered you down that lack of confidence road very easily. What was the tipping point? What made you decide to say, I'm pulling the plug and I'm going for it?
You know, as cheesy as this is going to sound, my husband, we got married and he is the biggest supporter of anything I want to do, which is amazing. We have you know, the 2020 through now years have been a blur, but so much has happened. So in that time, we've gotten married, we've had a baby and started a business all, you know, within that 3-ish year time frame. We just kind of decided, and I was a first grade teacher before this. And so teaching is really, really difficult right now. It's very, very time consuming. It's emotionally draining right now. When we, you know, we got married and then we found out we were having a baby and we talked and said, okay, what do we want our life to look like? You know, there's this is a secure job, but also is it time to just give it a try and give it more flexibility? And so there was no hesitation at all from him. And that was, you know, I realized that that was really the only voice that mattered, because if we were both hesitant and said, okay, we probably can't do this, it's not safe, you know, financially secure for our family, would have been a little more, you know, it would have been a harder decision. But he was the one who's like, now or never, let's do it. You know, we've got it. So.
Now, does he work in the business with you? Do you do this together?
Nope. He actually works full-time at Jackson National.
Okay.
Which is really, really great. He has a flexible work from home schedule. And so, you know, we're always together. We joke that, you know, we've only known each other for 3 years, but we've spent more time together than people who have known each other for, you know, 15, because we've just been in the same four walls forever. So he's very, you know, supportive of the business as a whole, but also he can be here to just kind of pick up some of the slack when things get busy too.
Yeah, that's important.
You have some amazing photo shoots of your little guy.
Thank you. I'm biased, but I think so too. He's a really easygoing baby.
That's good. The first one always is. That's how they get you, is having another one.
I know.
Right?
I know. That's what everyone says. That was the way it was with me and my sister. I was the easy baby. So.
No, they're all great. They're all different in their own way, for sure.
Yeah.
You've talked about, it sounds like, I mean, we've all had this whole COVID thing in the last 3 years or 4 years. Different people have switched and done like what you did, switched up in the things. And I love to hear those stories, because there's so many things that have been challenging about these times, but it has really brought a lot of businesses to the forefront, people, you know, branching out and trying things. And it sounds like you kind of hit the ground running. You had some clients already, you know, in your pocket that you'd worked with and things like that. So I'm really excited. I'm so glad that you took that chance. I personally am a big fan of that. I've owned 5 businesses. So I've taken a lot of chances. Some worked out, some didn't, some failed miserably. So I'm a big risk taker in that arena. So I'm always happy when it works out for others.
That's good to know. Well, I will definitely be picking your brain next month about, you know, how you did some of those.
Sure. And what not to do.
Yeah, right.
When you start thinking about what you want our listeners to hear that maybe we've not asked you about, what's something you'd like to share, that we've not asked you about?
You know, when it comes to photographs, I think the biggest part is that every woman deserves to exist in photographs exactly how they are right now. You know, there's so many, like I mentioned before, so many objections. People will say, I just want to lose 20 pounds. I don't have the time for it. I need to go shopping. And I always tell people, this is not to sound like a pessimist. It's just something I always like people to think about is, if you died tomorrow, what photos would your family have? What would your kids have? What would the people you loved have? And a lot of people think that's a little, you know, pessimistic or morbid, but it's true. It's one of those things that women typically don't allow themselves the time or the luxury of a professional photo shoot. And, you know, even more than a typical photo shoot or a professional photo shoot, a lot of women hide from the camera, whether it's their, you know, own snap and shoot, their iPhone, whatever it is. So I think really the point to come across is, you don't need a reason to be photographed. The fact that you're here is a reason enough to be photographed. You know, you don't need to own a business, but, you know, what I specialize in leans towards business, but it doesn't mean that you have to own a business, that you don't need to get business pictures to exist in photographs. And I think that's something that a lot of women overlook. They're waiting for this reason. They're almost waiting. The best part, one of the best parts of a consultation or getting to know someone, is they're waiting for me to give them permission. Like, I literally have to say to them, you need to do this because, and then it's almost like, oh, she told me, so now I can do this. Like, nobody's going to come to me and say, I'd like to do this because I feel really great about myself and I want to have photographs. It's very, very rare. Some people will come to me with like a celebratory weight loss or an anniversary, you know, very special anniversary or something that they want to document. But typically it's this process where someone comes and says, I need one picture. I say, okay, let's talk about that one picture. What do you need? And before you know it, it turns into a full photo shoot. I would say about 70 to 80% of the time, the question that I ask women at their consultation is there anyone else you'd love to be photographed with? And I'm usually met with, what do you mean? What do you mean? These are business pictures. And I say, well, they are, but you have your hair and makeup. You have this day where it's all about you. You are relaxed. You don't have to be responsible to get your kids dressed and out of the house. That is all on your partner, whoever is there. Do you want girlfriends? Do you want a girlfriend's night out after? Do you want these pictures with your close group of friends who are like sisters? And so once people start spinning, there's no looking back. They get so excited, but they need permission first. They need someone to say, who would you love to be photographed? And then it's fun. And they're like, oh, I can call my family. I can call my mom. One of the most exciting things that I do for I would say probably half of the shoots is to include family members, generational shoots. So someone who comes in and says, oh, my mom is 89. Can I bring her? Yes, absolutely. Like, bring her in. This is important. So a lot of these things turn in from one headshot to something that, you know, people walk away with their headshots or their business photos, but the ones that are on their wall are ones that they didn't even know they wanted or needed. So that's what I want women to just know, is it's okay to be photographed. It's not vain. It's not, you know, self-centered. It's a very emotional thing for a lot of people.
Do you have a studio?
I do. So that is actually new and it's been in the works. So for the past 2 years, I've contracted with a space that I will probably go back and forth with a little bit depending on the type of shoot I need. But it was workable. And again, like Sue always says, can you change it? Can you accept it? You know, go back and forth. And so I accepted that I needed to contract out a space for a while to build this business before I could actually have my own space. Beautiful space, worked out well. The landlords were just fantastic. But just last week, I signed up my own space. And so now I'm in the middle of moving everything there and, you know, getting my own, which is really exciting. Before, you could see me, literally, my car was packed with photo stuff every time. So I'm taking out the baby stuff, the stroller, and replacing it with the lights and all that stuff every single time, all while I'm telling myself, this is working. This is how you need to do it right now. But then, you know, just having my own space to leave things, to have my light set up, to have, you know, my backdrops, all my things there, just makes it much easier. So I'm really excited to get in there and decorate it, make it my own space and very welcoming for clients.
Where is that space?
It's on Cedar Street. It's one or two blocks north of Mount Hope and Cedar.
How do people sign up or check out some of your portfolio?
On my website, I have www.sarahphotography.com, but I also have Instagram, Facebook, social media. My Instagram is @sarahphotographymi, Michigan. And Facebook is, you know, if you search Sara Photography, the business page comes up. So, and on all of those platforms, there are the boxes. I don't know what it's specifically called, but, you know, the call for information box that you put your information into.
Yeah. And just for our listeners, Sara spells her name S-A-R-R-A-H. So that's what you'll be searching for. And of course, we'll have the links to all of that on the show notes for this episode, so you can find her there as well.
Is there anything else that you'd like to leave our listeners, a best piece of advice that you would like to offer? You've already given so much great information.
I feel like I've passed on the great like it's come from other people, just, you know, said again, but, you know, just make it work. I think, you know, it's not always ideal. Like I said, unloading, loading the car, having things in a storage space and sprawled out in our basement and garage and half living in my car. I mean, you know, it's not always going to be perfect. And I think that can be a little bit of a deterrent at first, you know, if you have to just do things that take more time or things that are not as organized as you'd like, but, you know, just make it work. That's the thing that I keep telling myself as I go through, and, you know, you'll eventually get there, you'll figure it out, but things are also ever changing. So, you know, however you need to make it work, you just make it work.
Yeah. If we wait for everything to be perfect, we'll always be waiting, right?
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
just jump in and do it. Somebody else said, I think it was this podcast, they said, don't be afraid to suck. Just start. Right. Yeah. Another take on it. How can we, me and Lisa and our listeners, help you with your goals this year in 2022? What can we do?
You know, I just love connecting with other businesswomen in the area. I think it's really important, you know, like you guys were both saying, having those connections with people and just having those friendships. I'm still learning a lot about the area and different businesses, you know, until I joined the networking groups, I didn't know that any of these businesses existed. So, you know, if you'd like to, I mean, connect on LinkedIn, social media, things like that. I love learning about local businesses. And I feel like a lot of people just need each other's services, you know, in this circle. I mean, from the networking groups in the past couple of weeks alone, I've used about 4 people. So, you know, it just becomes this really great connection resource. And I'd love to be connected to more women in the area.
Perfect. You heard it, listeners. So if you've got a great networking event or group or something that you'd like to introduce Sarah to, get a hold of her, have coffee with her, look at her portfolios and think about that next photo shoot that you're going to have. Because like she said, we all need them and we don't need an excuse to get our picture taken. That's definitely great advice. So thank you so much for coming on this adventure with us. We've loved having you on. This has definitely given me a lot more background about professional photography that I didn't know. I'm again looking forward to my photo shoot that everybody will see. I'm sure I'll put it all over social media. So yeah. So thank you so much for being here.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So to our listeners, thank you for listening to our show and coming on an adventure with us and Sarah Ghani, the photographer. We release episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can find us at zediamedia.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you'd like to be a guest on our podcast, please visit zediamedia.com and click connect. Have a great day and go on an adventure.
Grab your passport and join Lisa and Amy as they interview a huge variety of today's professionals. You can discover Adventures in Business at zediamedia.com or find it at your favorite podcast source. If you'd like to be a guest at our show, we dare you to go to zediamedia.com. That's Zeediamedia.com and sign up.